Hi everyone, I'm Carl Azus. We're kicking off a new week and 10 minutes of commercial-free current events. First up, President Obama is postponing his planned executive order on immigration. Now let's break this down. An executive order is a policy, a directive, that presidents can issue on their own. It doesn't go through Congress, but it's more limited than laws that do. With Congress divided between Democrats and Republicans and compromise not in the air, President Obama has issued nearly 200 executive orders, some on controversial issues. He'd promised to give a new one on immigration before the end of the summer, but he now says he'll wait until after the midterm elections. The president says this will give him more time to explain his decision to the public. But some analysts call this a political move, saying he's trying to keep divisive issues from hurting his fellow Democrats in November's congressional elections. Some groups that support immigration reform say he needs to take action now, and some lawmakers, Democrats and Republicans, say he needs to go through Congress to reform immigration law. A strategic dam in Iraq, a terrorist group trying to get control, U.S. airstrikes called in to help Iraqi forces. Sound familiar? This same scenario played out last month at a dam in the Tigris River. Yesterday, it happened at the Euphrates River. Iraqi forces have been fighting ISIS, or Islamic State, in Iraq and Syria. It's the terrorist group trying to get control of strategic places like the Haditha Dam. It provides water to millions of people in western and southern Iraq, so the last thing Iraqis and the U.S. want is for it to fall into the hands of ISIS.
We know much more about ISIS now than we did a few months ago. We know how brutal they can be, how well-financed, how powerful. But what we don't know about ISIS would still fill volumes. For starters, how big is their fighting force? On the low end of the estimates, you get around 10,000 people. On the high end, around 80,000. This is in part because ISIS is forming alliances with people who share their radical ideology. Now, does that make these other groups members of ISIS or just temporary partners in crime? You can't really say. How much land does ISIS control? Again, if you look at some maps, you see relatively thin sections of northern Iraq and Syria under ISIS control. But if you expand to say, let's talk about all the areas where ISIS has influence or followers, then you start picking up places like Jordan and Lebanon and even Europe and the United States. It's hard to say how many of those people are dedicated to it or if that represents real influence by ISIS. What does ISIS want? They want a caliphate. This would be a country, a state, ruled by a supreme religious leader who enforces strict Islamic law on the people underneath this person. Now, they want to have this right now, it appears, in the area spanning Iraq and Syria along that border. But the question is, will they be satisfied with that? If they get that country, would they then want more land, more people, more power? Do they have designs on striking the United States? There have been videos that suggest that ISIS leaders would like to raise their flag over the White House. We don't know how much of that is actual planning and how much of it is bluster, but security experts say it all has to be taken very seriously. And finally, that brings up the big question. What can anyone do about these terrorists? Because despite airstrikes and talk about international cooperation, this remains the biggest unknown about ISIS.